CliffCentral.com. I want to get to Collectomania because I know this is something that has made my Mondays a whole lot more interesting. We've spoken to such interesting people over the course of the last couple of weeks, people who collect unreal things. Last week, we spoke to a dude who's got Rob Cohen. He's got a collection of tequilas and whiskeys that are just first rate. We've spoken to people who collect gold coins. In fact, the whole Collectomania series is brought to you by the South African Gold Coin Exchange. We've spoken to Rael and his dad, Alan, about how they started the business. And, you know, they're selling a whole lot of things that are very, very much collectible. And I know I have some stuff. Leanne has some stuff. Sia's collecting some stuff. And we'll get on to our stuff probably towards the end of this, because there are some bizarre stories there too. But there's someone else who's really close to us who's also a collector. And it was such an obvious thing, because I knew this about her when we first met. And she also has probably one of the most colorful, beautiful, interesting, and varied collections of these particular things of anyone in the world. I mean, I like to call her the Imelda Marcos of hats, because she has the most insane. She's got a room of just hats. In fact, when I switch on her camera now, you're not going to believe what you see. But it's so good to see her again, and we love her to pieces, and we've missed her for a long, long time. Here she is, Jennifer Sue. Look at you.
Yay!
Would you look at that room? That is magnificent.
Welcome.
How are you, Jen?
I'm good. I mean, who cannot be in a great mood with all these crazy hats, you know? But this is my element. I love it. I never get a chance, you know? There's no parties anymore because of COVID. So this is my little party room.
So first of all, how are you? And how's the family? I mean, I know you guys, when we spoke to you last, it was right at the beginning of lockdown last year. And I was asking you about your son, Michael, and I was checking in how you guys were doing, because you were very nervous. You were like, everybody had to dip their feet in chlorine before they walked into your house. And and you were very, very nervous about coronavirus. And obviously, I've seen some of your social media updates, but tell everybody else what's been going on with you, because it's been a hell of a year.
It has been. I mean, I actually didn't realize we were going to be locked down for more than a year. And what's amazing is that now I am fully vaccinated. Everyone in our family is, and things are opening up.
Right.
It's really pretty incredible to see. But it's very worrisome with all these different variants. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in the coming months, and we'll just have to see. But the really amazing thing is my son is a lot better. He has finished his chemo therapy. Yeah. And I think things are on the up and up. So, you know, events are just starting to open up. And I recently emceed our Philadelphia Film Society Oscars party.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
To be able to just get back in, you know, and just seeing people. It's been such a hard year, you know, and it's great to get out there now. And I guess the one great thing is having all my hats with me.
Well, I mean,
because I have about 200 more in boxes. I'm renovating my house.
200 more in boxes. That's unreal. So, Jen, just take us through, because you've got some pretty amazing hats there. I mean, what do they call them? Milliners, the people who make hats, right?
That's right. I have so many different hats. I mean, this one, I love taking hats, just sort of simple hats, and then just embellishing them. So this one is actually from the floating market in Thailand. It's a floating market hat.
Yeah.
And I just decided to zhuzh it up with disco balls.
That's so great.
Yeah. And this one is the Andy Warhol hat. So there was an Andy Warhol hat that went on auction, and it sold for 1.2 million US dollars, 16.5 million rand, something like that. Crazy. So I decided I would make my own Andy Warhol million sort of rand hat with lots of runs.
And you actually attached banknotes to it. So 2, 4, 6, 8.
Yes.
You got like,
because that's what Andy Warhol did. He put money all over his hat. So I figured I'm going to put South African runs on mine.
So hang on. That's probably over 1,000 rand in banknotes on there. So you could say that's your most expensive hat.
It is. This is a Philip Treacy Andy Warhol genuine hat. So it's really a special collector's item.
Now, you mentioned Philip Treacy. Isn't he the world's foremost milliner? He's like, he works for, anybody who's got tons and tons of money, royal family weddings and that kind of thing. They all go to Philip Treacy. Is he the world's most famous milliner?
I think so. But there's so many amazing milliners. Another one that I love is a South African named Albertus Swanepoel. He's a great milliner. Also, Jacqueline Colby in Cape Town. She designed a lot of hats for me. And Joanne Strauss, Jeannie D, many presenters for the Met and for many of the Queen's Plate and all of these different equestrian events. Gosh, I really miss being in South Africa where, we would be able to go to all these great events and wear different hats, but at least I can wear them here in my house. This is a hat that you and Rena gave me. Wait, where is that hat?
We gave you a hat.
You did? Oh, wait, here. Sorry, turn my back. This one, do you remember?
Oh, that is, that's a traditional South African hat, that.
Yes. You guys gave me this, and I always keep it. These hats really mean a lot to me. My dear friend Peter gave me a hat that says Jen Su on it, in case you forget who I am.
It's like a name tag, but it's on your head. So, Jen, how many hats do you have currently? You said 200 are in boxes, but how many do you have around?
So about 300.
Altogether or 300 plus 200?
Altogether, and I have some hats in various places that I've, lived and worked. So Thailand and China. And
do you have a room just for hats? Do you have a room with just...
Oh, yes. Oh, in fact, I'm having 5 closets built right now. And then they have climate control. this is
scary. That's so great. That is so great. Sia's laughing. Sia's laughing because you're talking about his dream life where he can have 5 different closets that you store different
fabulous
things.
Fabulous, Jen. Fabulous.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is that hats they take up a lot more space than they should, don't they?
They do. I mean, every hat literally has to have a box like this. Put the hat in and keep it, keep it nice.
They can't lose their shape, so you've got to put them in the hat box and make sure that they look as good the next time you take them out. Also, you don't want them getting all dusty and dirty. You can't just pile them on top of each other.
Mm. Correct.
Yeah. Really, collecting coins. Collecting coins is a lot more easy when it comes to space.
I know. I should have started collecting coins instead of hats. It was stupid. I started it when I was a singer in Taiwan. And so I hated my forehead. And I always tried to use a hat and the wide brim of it to sort of, cover my forehead. And that's how I started collecting hats. But if I just collected coins, it would have been so much easier.
So Jen, what about that hat that you got on at the moment? That looks very extravagant. What is that?
It's hand beaded. It is one of my show hats when I was a singer. So I just, I love, how this one's done. A lot of them, again, are those very special bespoke hats. They're all one of a kind. And they all have sentimental value to me.
Explain how does it work? Do you go to the milliner and you say, hi, I'm Jen Su. I'd like to buy a hat. Will you make one specially for me? And then they do a creation just for you, for the outfit that you wear. Wow.
Exactly. This one, again, is from Jacqueline Colby. Mm-hmm. Beautifully done. And it was to match a dress that I was wearing for an event. So a lot of them are for various events. And
I've got some pictures.
It's really amazing what a milliner does, because they they go and they match all the material and all of the little details that they put in there, whether it's a little bit of the beading or the feathers. Well, or
I want to show some pictures of you at various events with your hats on. Look at this one. Here's Jen looking fantastic. Where is this?
This is in Joburg, actually, but it was a Thai festival for Lloyd Katong.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was MC for that.
And then that hat gorgeous. Matches perfectly with
that's
that
outfit. That's the hat, actually. Yeah. I got that hat right here.
Oh, there it is. Look at that. There it is. Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, then we've got this one. This is that's terrific. Look at you.
That is. That was for the BMW Polo in Joburg. Mm.
Very nice. Okay. And
it was really hard to put on, though. We needed about 100 pins, hairpins.
100?
You surely not fit into a car with a fascinator like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, many times. Oh, my gosh. That's the hardest thing. You're wearing a hat, and then suddenly, or like you come up to kiss somebody, and then it's like,
Here's a big hat that you were wearing. Where was this? You look magnificent here. This is at the races. Yeah, look at that.
Mm, I love that hat from Paloo. Yes. And
this one
also is a really fun hat. This was from Saks Fifth Avenue in New York.
Beautiful.
And yeah, I always try to make sure that the shade matches the dress exactly.
And then what hat is this that you got on here? Hang on, that's not
true. Sorry. Oh my goodness.
So Jen, do you think you're done now with over 300 hats? Do you think you're done or do you still collect them?
So I keep saying that's it. I am not going to spend any more money on hats. You know, this is getting ridiculous, but... I do see hats. I'll go, you know, to Harrods or I'll go to the shops around here. And there's just always something really fun. Or I think there's an occasion and I've got to wear something like I've got a golf outing and I need a golf. I need a hole in one. Here we go. Hole in one.
And it actually moves. Yeah. The golf ball moves around.
Yes.
I'm going to hamburger. I'm going to a food festival. I need to eat.
Hamburger hat. That's so great.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
You have a hat for every occasion.
Absolutely. You know?
But, I mean, you do go.
I have to say, we need to uplift our spirits as much as possible. And this has been at least a fun way of always just keeping me laughing and smiling. Yes.
But you do you go to a lot of events and you also are the master of ceremonies at a lot of these events or you're performing at these events. So you need to look the part and it does just smarten up the whole outfit, right? If you've got a hat on, it just makes it that much more glamorous.
I think so.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not for everybody. And believe me, I've been made fun of in the media plenty. You just kind of have to get over it. I've always been a Mad Hatter since I was in Asia, all the way through Africa and America, and, you know, I'll always be one. But, you know, sometimes at home, I haven't been wearing them. I don't sit there wearing these all day long.
No, don't ruin the vision, because I think you are going to buy milk and you wear one of these.
Yeah, could you imagine?
Yes.
Well,
it does attract a lot of attention. The main thing, though, it gets people smiling. They love it. It gets people chatting and, you know, excited. And I guess that's what it's all about.
Now,
having fun.
And this is a point that Carl makes. He says, with the size of some of those hats, Jennifer Sue was doing social distancing before it was even cool. I mean,
that is so true.
It does create some space between you and other people, because if you've got one of those very wide brimmed hats, then nobody can get close to you, right?
That's right. That's actually a really good way of doing it without sort of offending anybody.
Amazing.
I've got
lots of people orbit.
Crazy. This one's a wide brim hat. So these, you put these on and then, you know, it's like anyone starts to lean in and especially anyone you don't like, then it's like a really good.
All right. So you showed us that one with the disco balls on that you actually made yourself. So you bought the basic hat and then you added stuff to it. So you're a bit of an amateur milliner yourself then.
Well, I'm a quirky designer. I do also design stuff. And yeah, I mean, sometimes if I can't actually do it, you know, physically stitch it myself, I'll bring the design and I'll show someone and I'll work with them and cool. we'll do it together. It's kind of like renovating my house right now. I've got lots of designs and ideas. I obviously can't do all the drilling and all of the electrical work that goes with it, but, you know, at least I've got something in my mind. And so I guess it keeps the creative juices flowing.
I love it. I mean, you want to say something, Sia? Go ahead.
Yeah, Jane, a bit of the downside is that you have sons who might not appreciate this much. So
yeah.
Do you like share some of your hats? Do you have nieces that you can share them with? What do you do with all of these hats?
That's a very good question. Nobody wants my hats. No one.
Shame.
But I think that some of these hats actually are going to be worth a lot of money one day. But that's not why I'm doing it. I started by collecting them on my travels and tours. And then next thing I knew, you know, I had way too many hats. But yeah, having two sons, they're not at all interested in my hats. In fact, they might be a little bit embarrassed saying, oh my God, you know,
no.
Like, just don't tell everybody that you collect all these hats. Okay. The 300 hats is a little much.
I hope you got some kind of sombrero somewhere as well. Like a proper Mexican sombrero.
Oh, I do.
I'll
give her a moment.
There we go.
But you know what? I can be best friends with Lady Gaga. She'll appreciate my hat.
She will. Listen, yeah. I mean, this is incredible. I'm always blown away because I forget how you are not only this glamorous woman who goes to all the important things in the world, but I also forget that you happen to have the greatest hat collection in the world. So you got to leave it to someone who will appreciate it. Maybe you should make Lady Gaga your heir of your hat estate.
Oh my goodness. I think I would, yeah. You know, and Lady Gaga would do well with a lot of these fun hats. I have to say, though, I loved your brother's collection of action figures. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
And then the other guy that had all the spiders.
Yes.
Whoa.
Leanne didn't like that one.
I'm so scared of spiders. Mm-hmm. I'm like with Leanne. I am so scared of spiders. And when I saw that, I was just like, oh, my God. Who could look at that all day long?
Well, horrible,
these people. How do you find them?
Well, listen, we find them because we know people like you. That's collectors. All collectors are a little bit crazy, but your collection is beautiful, and I'm sure lots and lots of people very inspired by that. It's great to see you again, Jen. We love talking to you, and look after yourself. We hope that we'll see you back in South Africa soon. Come and visit us, and make sure you pack a whole bunch of hats because we're going to want to see you dressed up to the nines.
Thank you, Gareth, Sia, and Leanne. It's so good to be with all of you guys on Cliff Central. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen. There she is. Jen Su, the Mad Hatter. Wow. That's what they call her in Asia. They call her the Mad Hatter. She's terrific. We love her.
I forgot to ask her if she had a fox hat.
What's a fox hat?
It's from that joke.
Hang on. She's got
Mary,
a fox hat.
Mary's...
Look here.
Of course.
What was that joke? It was,
no,
you know, I'm going to.
No. It's,
yeah.
So
the fox say, wasn't it the what the fox say or something?
No. So what happens was apparently they were on a hunt somewhere in England, and
yes,
and Prince Charles said, "What should I wear?" And Camilla says to him, "Wear the fox hat," and he goes. On the hunt, obviously, because that's where they're going. Something like that. I can't remember. It's a shit joke. Anyway, let's just leave it alone. Terrible joke.
He mentioned the place name. He says, I'm going to
Timbuktu.
Kamilderberg or yeah, whatever.
Yeah, right.
And she goes, says, well, wear the fox hat.
Okay.
Sorry, stupid joke.
I got that we now. Both,
we both, yeah, it took us both a long time. Sorry. joke telling on a Monday morning is not our forte today. Anyway, there's Jen Su. Always good to check in with her. And this is a part of Collectomania, which is brought to you by the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop, where you can go and start your own collection. It's a great thing to be a collector of whatever crazy stuff makes you excited. Could be hats, it could be action figures, it could be gold coins, it could be just about anything. And it's a very cool thing to do. Everybody needs to collect something. What is that? What is that sound?
My week has started off on the best note with Jitsu.
She's the greatest. I mean, she really is. But do you see all those hats laid out in that room?
I feel I can only just imagine what her hat closets are going to be like.
Well, ask her; she'll send you pictures. But she says she's building five. She's building five more. So wait till those are built, then we'll see some pictures. But isn't that cool? All right.
I feel like they'll have, you know, at least like couches, because she'll just lounge in that room while staring at every inch of the walls covered with just shelves and shelves and shelves of these hats. She was telling me when I spoke to her a couple of days ago in preparation for this, she was telling me, you know, it's very important to let the hats breathe, Sia.
Oh, yeah?
I'm thinking, what?
No, that can't, you can't just pile
up. Yeah, otherwise they can get all moldy. They can
breathe.
I love it. It's great. She at least puts her collection to use. You know, like she's got a useful collection of stuff. CliffCentral.com